summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, Julian Ng speaks to Vishnu Varathan, head of economics and strategy with Mizuho Bank in Singapore.
Vishnu, Emmanuel Macron's centrist positioning is giving markets reason to breathe a sigh of relief, along also with recently the more market-friendly Dutch election results. How do you think this will galvanize policy in the EU to address popular disenfranchisement?
I think that's going to be one of the dilemmas that the EU faces. Collectively, I don't think any of these countries would want the EU to start laying out top-down policy thrust. In fact, that would go against nationalist-leaning policies are fighting for. So rather, I think there's going to be less pushback. I think the EU would loosen some strings, allow each country to take in their own differences. I think one key issue that has gone across all of these countries is on immigration. Germany could probably start the ball rolling. That would probably ease some tensions there. In terms of fiscal deficits as well, I think the EU could provide a bit more leeway. But I think the upshot of this is that the EU and countries themselves are very much more aware of more inward-looking and populist leanings as well as anti-incumbency.
Vishnu, there's also been calls for fiscal policy to pick up the economic slack. Do you see the EU picking up more of a fiscal stance?
I think that's probably some of our thoughts when I earlier mentioned that the EU might allow more fiscal leeway. Point being, the ECB has run out of space. Inflation is probably going to start picking up a little. How the EU would couch this, though, so that they're not seen as straying from their central policies, a lot of this would be hung on deregulation rather than unbridled spending. So it's not about profligacy, but it's about restructuring the economy. I think that's one reason why a Macron victory is spurring a lot of optimism, because he seemed to be business friendly. He's going to bring down regulatory costs, things like that. And so that's seen to boost the French economy.
You talked about inflation creeping up. I just want to get your view on whether this is sustainable, whether it's time to, give cheer because inflation is supposedly good for us now and is a more symbol of higher growth going forward.
I think I really appreciate that you nuanced this to say inflation is supposed to be good for us. So it really depends on the brand of inflation. There's the cost side inflation, which can just come about due to a lot of the supply shocks causing costs to go up, and there's the demand pull inflation, which is due to a recovering economy. I think we're seeing a mix of both. Oil prices have stabilized a bit higher, so naturally the first take on inflation is going to lift a bit. What policymakers are counting on is that will spur consumers and governments to spend a bit more and get the economy going. I think the initial phase of the inflation normalization is not a major issue. It's really about the follow-through, and I think this is where international trade policies are coming into a lot more spotlight, apart from the fiscal stimulus that you rightly pointed out.
And over here also, of course, we are very concerned about how the currency would turn out, because right now the EU, you can see that's trading at a multi-month high. So the question is whether that's sustainable. Also, more importantly, in raising interest rates right across the world, led by the United States, how will the interplay of interest rates influence the emerging markets versus developed markets currency levels?
That's a great question. So I'll answer it in parts. The first part on the euro, this is how we look at it. We don't only think it is sustainable, we actually think it's a natural path forward. So we expect the euro to appreciate further, probably to its 113 to 115 levels, but that's much further down the road. We are waiting for that to happen when the ECB decisively shifts gear and gets into a bit more of a normalization mode, that's to say they are on the same page as the Fed, then you'll see the euro correcting a lot more. This particular burst of optimism in the euro, we are rather cautious about it, mainly because the French elections optimism is really a lot of relief that's dressed up with lipstick and all. What we want to see is what happens with the French National Assembly, whether Macron actually gets a large enough platform to push his policies through. And that's what we wait to see in Germany's case. So we'll wait a little longer, but eventually we think the euro will get there. In terms of inflation picking up and knocking on, seeing interest rates picking up, how that's going to affect EM countries, that remains a big question mark. The initial normalization will see EM weakening a bit. That's really because the euro and dollar getting stronger. The dollar phase, we've already seen quite a bit of it. So EM currencies will get a bit weaker. The asset markets could as well, because of growth prospects, funds get reallocated to euro zone as well as the US. But beyond that, I think as we see trade picking up, because that's one of the things that slumped since 2012, then I think the EM will get back on track. So the growth story is not out of the picture. We just need to wait on the timing of it.
Thank you so much. That was Vishnu Varathan, senior economist with Mizuho Bank in Singapore.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!